This is Christine Williams welcoming you to the 324th edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers the period up to and including Thursday, the 8th of October 2020. Any views expressed and information provided, including any from websites and social media, are the responsibility of the originators and not of the officers and trustees of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden. We start as usual with the news, and this month's news team is led by editor Doug Simpson. All items are taken from the Hebden Bridge Times and Todmorden News, unless otherwise stated. After the news, we have the magazine section, which has been edited and compiled as usual by Peter Gibson, and which starts with the monthly quiz from John Hodgson, with questions set as usual by John and his wife, Elizabeth. We then hear from Irvin Wright, who tells Christine Ward all about plotting in his childhood. Next, John Hodgson interviews Alex Boyle, who many listeners will know as the manager of Age Concern Todmorden. However, Alex is also a guide leader in Heptonstall, and this is what she talks to John about in a piece entitled Heptonstall Guides Go to Sweden. After that, we have some more poems from resident poet Glennis Halliday. The COVID-19 pandemic has meant that our two roving reporters, Christine Ward and John Hodgson, haven't been able to get out and about as much as usual to interview people for the magazine. And so we're going to start repeating interesting items from the past occasionally. This month we're bringing back an old favourite, Sylvia Pryor, and repeating her 2008 recording, Historical Notes from the Todmorden and Hebden Bridge Almanacs, 1836-91. John then brings the magazine section to a close with the answers to this month's quiz. This month's InfoSpot section is somewhat different because the National Infosound Service has now been divided up and the features that we've been used to are now being produced by the Talking News Federation as TNF Soundings. The rest of the Infosound Service is continuing as InfoShare, an audio notice board with vision-impaired people's phoned-in contributions about anything that relates to living with sight loss. This month's selections are COVID-safe guidelines for guiding vision-impaired people, research into living with sight loss, a talking thermometer, in-your-pocket device, what it's really like to be visually impaired, online tips for visually impaired people, and the problem of wearing a mask for visually impaired people. But now it's time for the news, which has been produced this month by Kevin Emmett from recordings made in our own homes by Annie Holling, Jonathan Ryland, Ian Booth, and me. So now here's the first item.